Phil, why don't people want a cat or a dog? Why are they after these kind of dangerous species?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Now, cats and dogs have made good pets for a long time, but we see this increasing demand for a huge range of species that are exotic pets. So not just the insects, but also a large variety of reptiles. We've always had a big exotic bird trade in Australia. And understanding that demand helps us find some solutions. So what are the behaviours that people are looking for in these pets? Why are they keeping these non-cat and dog animals? And if we can get to that, then I think we can start to find solutions, because it can't just be about enforcement and compliance. It can't just be always telling people they can't do things. Mm. We have to be able to provide some alternatives and some solutions.